Hello?
Hi, Jacqueline.
Who's this?
This is AJ. I'm from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking to people in California today. We would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Excuse me. For quality control purposes, this call may be recorded or monitored. Basically, it's a survey that we're asking, and it's didn't take too long. But we have the ability to complete this interview in English or in Spanish. Would you rather complete the survey in English or Spanish?
English is fine.
English? Thank you. I appreciate your patience. I'll make this as painless as possible. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes, right now.
Okay.
Not driving.
Okay. And in which county in California do you currently live in?
Tulare.
Okay.
T-U-L-A-R-E.
T-U-L. Okay. Tulare. Okay. And could you please tell me your zip code?
93257.
93257. Perfect. All right. Now, just a few questions to make sure that we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born?
89.
Okay. Thank you. let's see here. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background? You have yes, Hispanic or Latino. No, not Hispanic or Latino.
Yes, Hispanic or Latino.
Yes, Hispanic. And for statistical purposes only, what is your race? We have white, Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic or Latino.
Hispanic.
And I know some of these questions may seem like, they're asked twice, but I kind of got to read it for the survey, so. I appreciate your patience. What is the last grade you completed in school? We have some grade school, grades 1 through 8. We have some high school, grades 9 through 11. Graduated high school, grade 12, technical or vocational school, some college or graduated college, and we have postgraduate.
Some college.
Some college?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate? We have Republican candidate, lean Republican, or lean Democratic candidate, or Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Democratic candidate, okay. Now, I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. So the first one here, we have Rudy Salas. Would you say he's favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of?
I've heard of, but I haven't really listened to him.
Okay. No opinion or?
Yeah, no opinion.
No opinion? Okay. We have David Valadao. Is he favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of?
Same. Honestly, I haven't really. Normally, I talk about politics with my brother-in-law, and I haven't this year, not even honestly looked at anything.
Right. So just
I have
kind of
no opinion right now.
No opinion. Okay, no opinion on David Valadao. Donald Trump, we have favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of.
No opinion.
No opinion. Kamala Harris, we have favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of.
Favorable.
Uh-huh. Okay. Joe Biden, we have favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of.
Favorable.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stand on most other issues. So you can pick up the two responses. We have Social Security and Medicare. We have inflation or the cost of living. We have healthcare. We have taxes. We have border security. We have the cost of a mortgage or rent. We have abortion. We have protecting democracy. We have none of these.
Okay, so was the question?
So whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate. So if you were to vote for or against a candidate, would some of these issues, which one of these issues would be most important? Would it be Social Security and Medicare, inflation or the cost of living, healthcare, taxes, border security, the cost of a mortgage or rent, we have abortion, protecting democracy, or none of these?
Inflation and taxes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now thinking ahead to the election this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices. We have 1 not interested, 10 very interested, or in between, any number you can pick.
I'm interested.
Excuse me?
10.
Not 10? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, if the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote between Joe Biden, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican? We have Jill Stein, Green Party, and Robert F. Kennedy for independent. We have Donald Trump. We have lean Donald Trump. We have Joe Biden, lean Biden, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., lean Kennedy Jr., Jill Stein, or lean Jill Stein?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. If Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Kamala Harris, Democrat, and Donald Trump, Republican? We have Donald Trump, we have lean Trump, we have Kamala Harris, or lean Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, okay. Thank you. If the election for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote between Adam Schiff, Democrat, and Steve Garvey, Republican? We have Steve Garvey, we have lean Garvey, Adam Schiff, and lean Schiff.
The Democratic Party.
Democratic Party.
Yeah.
So the Democrat in this place would be Adam Schiff. That's who you would go for?
Yes.
Okay. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between Rudy Salas, Democrat, and David Valadao, Republican? We have definitely Valadao, probably Valadao, lean Valadao, definitely Salas, probably Salas, lean Salas. So the Democrat in this position would be Rudy Salas would be the Democrat, and David Valadao would be the Republican candidate.
Rudy Salas.
Rudy, definitely Salas, probably Salas, lean Salas?
Probably.
Probably? Okay. And next I'm going to read you some information you might hear about Valadao. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Valadao, less likely to vote for David Valadao, or if it makes no difference in your vote. Okay? So the first one is, the American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year more just to pay for basics like groceries, gas, and housing. David Valadao is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Valadao is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn. Is this more likely, much more likely, I mean, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference? So if it makes you more likely to vote for David Valadao after hearing that statement, is it much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or it makes no difference?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. So, okay. Thousands of Californians struggle with water shortages and droughts every year. That is why David Valadao worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state. Would this statement make you much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
More likely.
More likely, okay. David Valadao is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done in California, for California. Whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education, funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on the middle-class Americans. Valadao is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions. Would this make you much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely to vote for him, less likely, or no difference?
More likely to vote for him.
More likely? Okay. David Valadao is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California Central Valley. In March, Valadao secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment. Would this make you much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely to vote for him, less likely, or no difference? Excuse me.
What was that again? I'm sorry.
So he basically, David Valadao is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California Central Valley. In March, Valadao secured $55 million in federal funding to fix the roads and highways, replace the old pipelines, and to improve water quality, and to provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment. Would this make you much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely, less likely to vote for him, or no difference?
No difference.
No difference, okay. I do appreciate your patience. This is the, we have three more questions on this one and just another one, and we're just about done. David Valadao has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Valadao has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to service for veterans, improvements to military family child care and schools, and support family members buying a home. Would this make you much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely to vote for him, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
No difference, okay. As a dairy farmer himself, David Valadao understands how important farming and agriculture are to California Central Valley. That is why David Valadao supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agricultural research and expanded broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas. Is this more likely to make you vote for him? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
More likely.
More likely, okay. And that is the tough part right there. I skipped the question. David Valadao is a champion of the American dream of home ownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Valadao went to work to help first-time home buyers and military veterans make their dream of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home. Would this make you much more likely to vote for him? Somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
And so David Valadao. Okay. Next. Now that you have heard some additional information Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Valadao? One, we have favorable, and two, we have unfavorable.
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable? Or
yes.
Favorable?
Favorable.
Favorable, okay. What are some of the reasons you changed your opinion and now have a favorable impression of David Valadao? So what would be the reason why you would change your opinion after hearing these statements of David Valadao? It could just be, you know, maybe just thinking back on how you felt.
As you're talking, I'm researching, and like, I guess you understand what it's like where we're at, where I'm at, I guess, and so the people in this county. So
he understands. He understands what you're going through. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the people that are on me, like, because it's country. It's not like LA, you know.
He understands your way of life.
Yeah.
And I appreciate your patience. We're just about done here. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Between Rudy Salas, Democrat, and David Valadao, Republican. We have definitely Valadao. We have probably Valadao. Lean Valadao. Definitely Salas. Probably Salas. Or Lean Salas.
Probably Valadao.
Probably Valadao. Okay. Which one of the following issues, if any, would you make the most likely to vote for David Valadao? Would it be David Valadao's efforts to secure funding for agriculture research, rural broadband, and affordable housing, to fix the state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment, help first-time buyers and veterans afford a home, reduce inflation, work with both Republicans and Democrats to find solutions to more important issues, improve water shortage storage facilities to combat droughts, or none of these? So which one of the following is the first one? Secure funding for agricultural research?
Yeah.
Okay. And which would you say would make you the second most, which would you say would make you the second most likely to vote for David Valadao? Is it fixed state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment, help the first-time buyers and veterans afford a home, reduce inflation, work with Republicans and Democrats to find solutions to important issues, improve water storage facilities to combat droughts, or none of these? So which would be the second reason why you would most likely vote for him? Would it be for fixing the state roads and water pipelines, help the first-time buyers and veterans afford a home, reduce inflation, work with both Republicans and Democrats to find solutions, improve water storage facilities?
Work with both to find solutions. Democrats,
okay.
And Republicans.
Thank you. Just about done here. Thinking about something else. From which one or two of the following sources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you not follow news about politics that closely? We have Google. So from which other two of the following sources do you get your news from? Would it be Google, digital websites, TikTok, national network news like ABC, CBS, or NBC, Facebook, cable news, newspapers, Snapchat, YouTube, X, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, or would you say that you don't follow politics that closely?
I guess I could say Google and my brother-in-law and one of my friends. They both
okay.
are very into politics, so.
Okay.
Once we're together, we discuss.
So other would be like family members, family and friends?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Family. Friends. Okay. Oh, I guess that's not an option. I said other is not an option. Google, so you would be, let's see, Google. So you can, you want to just go with Google, or did you have other ones? We have digital websites, I guess it's not going to let me put in family or friends or others. That's not an option. So digital websites, TikTok.
Yeah, it's a digital website.
Digital websites, okay. Which of the following best describes the way you view television programming? Would it be only use online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar services? You use only cable, or you only use satellite, or you use both cable and satellite and streaming and online streaming, or only watch broadcast TV like ABC, CBS, NBC, or similar?
To be honest, whatever's on my TV.
Cable, so both cable, satellite, or online streaming?
Yeah, like, I think it's, yeah, online streaming.
Okay. Now, I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only, and we're just about done here. Do you own your own home? Do you rent, live with parents and relatives, someone else pays, or something else?
Rent.
Rent, okay. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues? We have very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal.
I'm in the middle.
Moderate?
Yeah.
Okay. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Would it be low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
I have no idea. I'm considered, I don't know. Let me Google because I don't know.
And we're just about 94% complete on this. So probably one or two more questions after this, and I do appreciate your patience.
Very good. I'm like.
So how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Working class.
Working class? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate your patience.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right.